Congratulations goes out to him, as it was just announced yesterday that the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association and Bill Brown will be one of the members of the 2019 Hall of Fame coaches in the state of Michigan. Very excited for him as well. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the Deckerville Eagles right here on the WNLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services.
Home heating prices got you down? Well, did you know that Kohler Propane allows you to control the cost of your home heating bill? That's right. Kohler Propane offers a price cap that guarantees your propane costs won't go above a specific price per gallon. If you've been suffering the wrath of outrageous home heating prices with the other guys, it's time you made a call to Kohler Propane, your local propane provider, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Call toll-free 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
There's a new sandwich shop in town inside the Port Austin Market. Made-to-order sandwiches with fresh sesame seed hoagie buns. Choose from a variety of meats and add your favorite toppings like spinach, alfalfa sprouts, cucumbers, and tomatoes, all cut fresh daily. The Port Austin Market has roasted chicken and potato wedges. Take a trip down memory lane with old-fashioned donuts, and their coffee station has fresh-brewed Colombian coffee. The Port Austin Market only carries fresh butcher-cut USDA choice Angus beef, locally grown produce, a full-line seafood department, and one of the largest liquor selections in the area. Shop the Port Austin Market just a block from the dock, downtown Port Austin.
Electrical wiring, electrical receptacles, electrical switches, whatever the case may be, Demand Electric is your locally owned electrical contractor of Kindy. Demand Electric offers an array of options, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural. Demand Electric can handle all types of buildings and projects. Demand Electric also sells, installs, and services Generac standby generators. For an estimate and fast response, call Demand Electric at 989-550-5583. Demand Electric, serving all of the Thumb area's electrical needs.
You're listening to the WNLW Sports Network in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division. It's the Deckerville Eagles on the road at North Huron to take on the Warriors. And you're listening to the WNLW Sports Network on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside at midcourt here from Kindy, Michigan. The Deckerville Eagles enter tonight at just 3-10 overall. They've lost their last four games and five of the last six. They're 1-5 in the NCTL Stars. Only win in the Stars was Genesee, and that was by 2 points. Their coach, first year at the helm, Dale Stoliker. He's 3-10 overall. Deckerville's third head coach in 3 years. On the offense, Deckerville is averaging 41 points per game. That's middle of the pack of the NCTL at number 7. But it's 14 points less per game than North Huron scores on average. On defense, Deckerville's giving up 48.6. That's middle of the pack as well at number 7. But that's 4.5 points better than what North Huron's defensive average is. Average margin of victory for Deckerville, it's in the negative at 7.6. And that's the 5th worst of all the 13 NCTL teams. To start of the season, the Deckerville Eagles split their first two games, a 23-point loss to CPS and then a 33-point victory against Akron Fairgrove. That was on December 10th. And from that point all the way until January 3rd, Deckerville would not win a game, a stretch of 6 games.
I'll tell you what, that's when January, New Year's Day, it all starts all new, right? The Eagles were victorious at Caseville by 7 points. And then famine strikes again. They lost to Flint International Academy, Kingston, By the way, Kingston is who we're going to be covering on Monday. That'll
yes,
be at
Kingston
USA.
At USA, yes.
Good team. A win at Genesee was followed by two losses, and against KPAC was one. Man, that's a quality team to play.
Uh-huh.
And also CPS, which is leading the their division. So, you know, it's tough. So what are you going to do?
In the Eagles' three wins this season, they win on average by 14 points. However, when Deckerville loses, as it has been the case 10 times this year, they lose by an average of 14 points, a 28-point swing. Now, John Muir, let's take a look inside the Eagle huddle.
Well, this is the second meeting between these two schools. The first-year coach, Dale Stoliker, his Deckerville Eagles, they are a competitive bunch, and they can hang with anyone. The first time that they did play against the North Huron Warriors, I believe they had a lead until the last few minutes to go, and then all of a sudden North Huron turned it on. But hey, they are competitive. Now, they are led by juniors Isaac Kineth and Carlos Ibera. Contributions from five seniors, Lucas Asher, Richard Barker, Jeffrey Stone, Curtis Vogel, and also an exchange student from Mexico, Jose Abreu. All of this is going to be expected out of the Eagles. Now, they did bring up three sophomores. One's going to start tonight. Derek Snyder, Trayton Kalesa, and Trevor Barker. They are there to shore up the Eagle attack, and we're going to see how they do tonight.
North Huron and Deckerville faced off once this season already, as John said, back on December 17th in Sanilac County. And that resulted in a three-point loss for the Eagles, 46-49 in Deckerville. It's time for a short break on the WNLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll be discussing the North Huron Warriors, so keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WNLWSports.com, being powered by Agar Valley Services. Let me guess. Your New Year's resolution is already long gone, and you're right back where you started, if not further behind. But here's the deal. Sure has 11 family medicine providers spread across Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton. All you need to do is call up one of our clinics, and we'll take care of the rest. And here are the numbers even, so you have no excuse. For Paul Skadden and Brenna Kretschmer in Sebring, 989-883-9656. Pigeon, that's Lori Hanselman, Lois Booms, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagros, and Sheena Dom, 453-2141. In Caseville, Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold, 856-3449. And in Elkton, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf, you can call 375-2214. Or if you're bad with numbers, you can just go to sure.org and click on the Providers tab at the very top. It's that simple. You told yourself 2019 was going to be your year. Let's get it going together. That's sure.org and click on Providers at the top. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989- 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Don't waste another minute searching for a printer to help you with printing projects. Call Thumb Printing Professionals of Deckerville. Thumb Printing Professionals works with businesses, schools, nonprofit organizations, and individuals, and has established a reputation for being flexible, creative, and easy to work with. Providing business materials like brochures, posters, banners, decals, and forms, plus printing projects that are close to your heart, such as unique wedding invitations, photo magnets, artwork reproductions, and even book publishing for all the writers here in the Thumb. Promotional products such as calendars, pens, and coffee mugs with your business imprint are popular as well. Plus hundreds of paper choices and printing possibilities to fit any budget. Customer files are always welcome too.
Hi, this is Tammy Barker with Thumb Printing Professionals, and I would love to help you out with your next printing project. I'm only a quick phone call or email away. Just bring up Thumb Printing Professionals online for our contact information, website, and Facebook page. Or call me at 989-864-8008.
There's a new sandwich shop in town inside the Port Austin Market. Made-to-order sandwiches with fresh sesame seed hoagie buns. Choose from a variety of meats and add your favorite toppings like spinach, alfalfa sprouts, cucumbers, and tomatoes, all cut fresh daily. The Port Austin Market has roasted chicken and potato wedges. Take a trip down memory lane with old-fashioned donuts, and their coffee station has fresh-brewed Colombian coffee. The Port Austin Market only carries fresh butcher-cut USDA choice Angus beef, local